Welcome to the Michael Lawson Speaks podcast, the podcast for inspiration and encouragement. Welcome to episode 29, A Father, A Dad. I am having to talk about this because I have seen closely too many times what happens when a male person, I won't go as far to call him a man in this instance because of what I'm seeing and I'm troubled with. The fact that there are guys who produce children with women they supposedly care about, and as soon as the baby comes, or a few years after raising them, he decides he's had enough and quickly turns into someone that is unrecognizable, hateful, hurtful, and disrespectful without any concern for the long-term damage they are inflicting on their poor, innocent children. A father, a dad, is so important to the family unit, and here's why. A boy needs his father to be in the home. He needs to see his father demonstrating how a man is supposed to treat a woman by the way he loves his wife, the mom, so much that he will therefore treat all women with dignity and respect and honor. A girl needs her father to be in the home. She needs to see her father demonstrating how a man is supposed to treat a woman by the way he loves his wife, her mother, so much that she will therefore accept nothing less from any man. The role of a father is so critical and cannot be understated just how important. Single mothers do amazing jobs and are to be commended for raising strong men and women, but that was never the design nor the intent, and it is the exception and not the rule. I am not implying that a two-parent household produces the best chance of success for children, no more than I am saying that a single parent is incapable of raising well-adjusted, highly successful children. This goes back to the original design. It was God's will that man and woman should not divorce because of the catastrophic damage that is inflicted for generations. And that is why only God can repair what has been torn apart by the evil one. Only God can make straight what was once crooked. And only God heals the wounds of the brokenhearted. So let us all fall on our knees before the Lord God Almighty in repentance for our sins, that we would be restored, washed clean, and made new. If you come from a broken home, your father wasn't in the picture, or if he wasn't fulfilling his responsibilities of a father and a husband, know this: God has not left you or forgotten you, and his plans for you have not changed, and his promises are still true. I am the product of a two-parent home, but all I really learned from my dad was how to provide. I didn't learn how to treat a woman by watching my dad. I learned that from my mom, but I was missing the masculine portion of the equation. I learned to do things out of compulsion, not love. My wife had to teach me many things, and because I didn't see it at home, our marriage suffered early on as we both struggled. But God. Without God, our marriage would have been over long ago. But God never let go of me, and I knew who I wanted to be, but didn't have a real good example to watch day by day in the trenches. And that is why I'm so passionate about encouraging and inspiring young people, because I want to pour into them like I wish someone would have poured into me. I leave you with this, Psalm 128, 3 through 4. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. Until next time.